What was your take on the meeting yesterday?
Meeting with...
Well, I guess with McAdam, with the players.
I don't know. He's just trying to be honest with people and get people just to push him a little bit more. That's what I took from it. Not really too much from a big time meeting or like an aggressive meeting. Just trying to get people a good little push.
You think that might have been something that would have been helpful a few weeks ago or a month ago?
I don't know. That's a good question.
How do you think the defense is going to come out
this week? We're going to come out strong. We usually do. We definitely take on every opportunity that we get when we step on the field and try to be the best team, best defense that we can be. And we're going to come out strong, but we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the challenge.
How do you explain the last 2 weeks from this defense? You obviously still have a ton of talent. You were one of the best defense in the league last year. Mm-hmm. You know, you took up 31 to a team that the Irons were only scoring one full year. Mm-hmm. Obviously 52 the week before.
Mm-hmm. A lot of injuries, that's what I say. Injuries and then not being on the same page with the guys that we've been playing with. So that's about the biggest thing on that I can give to you.
Been a lot of explosive plays of late. Is there a simple answer on how to stop that?
It's just eyes with that. It's just more of people just being on the same page, and that's what I mean by communication and being on the same page. Guys, we haven't been on the field.
How disappointing has it been lately, especially for the defense?
Disappointing?
Yeah, the way you guys
play. Very disappointing. We know the caliber of defense that we have. We know the caliber of players that we have, and the game changes that we have on defense. And in doing so, it messes with our head a little bit. But at the same time, We should be better than what we are, but we're not being what we are and how we were last year.
Can you guys play harder?
Yeah, we play hard every down.
No, could you guys play harder than you played?
I don't know. I mean, we play hard every down.
This may sound a little crazy, but how can you not be on the same page when so many guys are back from last year?
I've got a lot of guys been injured, so we've been playing with guys that's been either here and there, linebackers that haven't played a lot of downs are guys are switching in and out from the front. It's just different guys all the time.
What were some other guys' reaction from yesterday's film?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't ask other guys how they felt about the reaction from what was going on. I mean, we split up into our groups and we talk about it. And I only could talk about what the safeties went through.
Do you think it was a smart thing for Coach to do, to kind of as a way to motivate guys?
Coach McAdoo?
Yeah, for him to do that, you think it was a good way to motivate guys?
Yeah, of course. You got to get on top of guys. You try to push them as much as you can. I mean, you know what kind of guys you got. Now, all these guys up here is tough, so we could take criticism. So.
Shamar said he didn't have his best game last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you trust he can put it behind him and just come out and be a better player?
Yeah, Janoy has been able to do it at any time. Come out and play way better about football. He know what he can do. He know what he wants to do and what he want to be. So, yeah, definitely come out to be better.
He's gotten a lot of criticism since that game. A lot of people have questioned his effort. Do you think that bothers him?
You gotta ask him that question. I doubt it bothers him. I know what kind of effort he puts out on the field, what kind of caliber player he is, and what he can do. So,
why do you think people are questioning his effort for that game?
I couldn't tell you. Because only one you could really question is the one he missed, the missed tackle against Selleck. The one with Goodwin that's the deep ball. It's kind of hard to, from chasing from behind, to try to catch somebody like that. So, yeah.
Two more guys. Yeah.
You said it messes with your head to give up so many points in the last two games.
Messes with my head.
How does it do that?
I was not worried about the points. Mine is more about the yardage, man. We've been giving up over 400 yards total offense the past two, 3 weeks. And it bothers me because we don't do that. We haven't did that since last year. Now we just be doing that again. And now we haven't did that since my rookie year. And that bothers me a lot. I don't like to condone stuff like that.